So, Mark, are you there, pal?
Yeah, I'm here.
Great to have you on the air, buddy.
Thanks. Great to be here. Got a quick question for you on prefab homes. My wife and I are in the process of thinking through a home that we're going to build out in Indiana in 3 or 4 years. And we had planned to go out to Best Panel Home and have it prefab there and then set up on site. Much to our chagrin, we found out that they closed their doors in February after being open in the Cincinnati area for years and years and years.
Yeah, they have been. They were around a long time.
Yep.
But that, you didn't give them any money or anything, did you?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah,
no,
so
no, there's
okay.
No, there's no problem. I was just wondering, do you know why they closed?
I don't know why. What happens, you can kind of see this if you just really look across a lot of the business playing field. I even mean outside of home building and construction. What happens is that just the management of different businesses, they just make, it can be a number of things. They make some poor decisions.
Mm-hmm.
They don't see change coming. They don't, you know, they get stuck in their ways.
Right.
That's one of the things I've learned in the past 10 years. When I was back in the building genre, you know, when I was still building actively, I'll be honest, I never went to one convention. I mean, I was just building, you know, and
mm-hmm.
I kept up through trade journals. But if I could do it all over again, I would have gone to every single builder show or remodeling show just to be able to see hands on all the new products.
Right.
And so maybe the management or the owners of Best Panel just kind of stuck their nose, you know, to the grindstone each day and didn't look up.
Okay.
Know? So, are there any
other? I know there's specialty outfits like Lindell Cedar Homes and so forth, but are there any other prefabbers that make, you know, they custom design the home you want and then they come and set it up?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've written a couple of columns about it right here in town. It's really kind of funny. I did a column about manufactured housing, and manufactured housing, you know, goes the whole gamut. It's a lot like the automotive industry. In other words, we can go out today, you and I,
uh-huh.
and buy a car for a brand new car, I think, for $12,000.
Okay.
I think they're out there. I think like the Kia, you know, there's
right.
some really
right.
inexpensive cars out there, okay?
Right.
But, and I'm not saying they're bad. They're just low cost.
Right.
We can also go out and buy a Mercedes or a Rolls-Royce or
right.
you know, top-of-the-line Lexus. Okay, the same is true in manufactured housing. You and I can go out today and buy, I hate to use, they hate it when I say this term because they're trying to get away from it, but a single-wide. You know, a single-wide
right.
trailer.
Trailer, right. Yeah.
You got it. I mean, with a flat, basically a flat roof.
Right.
They still sell them. But we can also go out and buy a manufactured home, but it's a modular home. That once it's assembled at the job site, you cannot tell a difference between it and a stick-built home. And in
sure.
actuality, the modular home's better.
Right, right.
So, and I learned that from the people I, you know, I don't, and it's not that I'm giving them a free plug. It's just that I happen to think they're a very good outfit. Holiday Homes, Dan Rolfes is the owner. You know, that guy you've seen on TV commercials, Dan, the red tag man.
Right.
I'm telling you what, a lot of people don't know this. At least as of 4 years ago, he built more homes in Cincinnati than any other builder. You know, it's like he's flying under the radar, man. You know what I'm trying to say? In other
right.
words, you think that all the bigger builders in town who show up at Homerama, that they're building more homes than anybody else?
Right.
Not true.
Okay.
So I would...
So does he custom design what you want to?
Oh, wait till you go out there. You need to go out, and I wouldn't, I'm just saying, go to Holiday Homes
right.
and just open up the Yellow Pages and look at any of the manufactured housing guys and go take a visit to the showrooms. You are going to be blown away. You are not going to believe the level of customization you can get.
Okay.
Anything you want is possible. Anything.
Okay.
Anything.
Okay. And it's under manufactured homes
yeah,
in Yellow Pages.
I would look under homes, housing. I don't have one
okay.
in front of me. I do
okay.
actually, but the problem, since I'm a man, I can't multitask.
I got you.
I can't talk and,
okay.
and I can't talk and flip through the Yellow Pages at the same time.
Okay.
So
gotcha.
You know, I don't know what to tell you, but all I can tell you is you just look under, spend some time and,
okay.
and look in the index of the. I'll bet you it's under manufactured housing.
Okay.
And you are, in fact, I'd love to hear back from you.
Okay.
I'd love for you to call back in a week or two after you've gone and tell me what you think.
Okay, I'll
you know,
do that.
I think, because I pretty much know what your reaction is going to be.
Okay, well, that's good to hear.
Any other questions, Mark?
That should do it. I appreciate it.
Okay, buddy. Thanks for calling WGRR, pal.
Okay, I appreciate
it. Pleasure to have you on the air.